here online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, it's been confirmed 41 people have died with COVID-19 in Donegal over the course of the pandemic. The current number of cases, 468 since the pandemic began. The Mental Health Commission has told the COVID-19 Response Committee Ireland's mental health system is not fit for purpose. The Tánaiste has ruled out mandatory quarantine for legal and practical reasons, saying testing at airports could be a factor instead. A teenager remains in a serious condition in hospital in Belfast following a crash last night in West Donegal, and we'll hear more on the Barry Cowan controversy. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. All that to follow, but first, there have been no COVID-related deaths in Northern Ireland reported today. The death toll remains at 556. North of the border, 2 cases have been confirmed today. That brings the total number of cases in Northern Ireland to 5,790. Well, since the pandemic began in March, it's been confirmed that a total of 41 people in Donegal have died with COVID-19. The number of confirmed cases in the county is currently 468. No new cases were reported last evening. We'll have new figures reported in the next hour. With a report on the current figures, here's Adrian Harmon.
The latest figures from the Central Statistics Office show Donegal recorded less than 10 new cases in each of the last 9 weeks, while the last week in June saw no new confirmed cases in the county. One new case was reported on 3 separate days since July 4th. According to the CSO, the median age of those who died with COVID-19 in Donegal was 85. Half of those who died were over 85 and half under the age. 33 of the 41 COVID-19 deaths in Donegal occurred in April. Meanwhile, the median age of those who tested positive in Donegal was 54.
The Mental Health Commission has told the COVID-19 Response Committee that Ireland's mental health system is not fit for purpose. It says the pandemic brought the unsuitability of unavailable accommodation into sharp focus. The Chief Executive of the Commission, John Farley, told committee members that much of the shared dormitory-style accommodation is dirty and in disrepair. The HSE's Head of Mental Health Operations, Jim Ryan, was asked if he agreed that the system isn't fit for purpose.
Later this year we will open new units in Sligo. We've refurbished a unit in Limerick, in Tralee, new unit in Cork, a new unit in Drogheda. The National Forensic Service will be completed by the end of the year. So there's been quite significant investment in the infrastructure. That absolutely isn't to say that there isn't a need for more, and I fully agree that there is always a need for more resources in mental health.
Businesses are casting doubt on whether a new credit guarantee scheme will help them out of the COVID-19 crisis. The €2 billion programme, which must be approved by the Oireachtas next week, would give loans of between €10,000 and €1 million to companies with fewer than 500 employees. 80% would be underwritten by the state for firms whose profits have been affected by the pandemic. The chief executive of ISME, the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association, Neil MacDonald, says the loans have to be available at a low cost.
Its affordability in the new iteration that's promised will obviously depend on what the bank is lending this covered loan at. There's no reason in our view why this should not be close to zero. That is what's happening in other European states. So if the banks are given this capital at a sufficiently low rate, they should be able to lend it at a low rate.
The National Youth Council of Ireland is calling for an emphasis on people under 25 as efforts continue to stimulate the economy post-COVID. There were 3,509 people under the age of 25 receiving the pandemic unemployment payment in Donegal last week. That's 24% of the total number. The percentage in Sligo was also 24%. Both counties recorded the highest percentage rate in the county. In the country, excuse me. The national average was 22%. Well, pub owners are urging the government to indicate as quickly as possible if they can reopen on Monday. The National Public Health Emergency Team has been discussing whether remaining pubs can open next week as part of Phase 4. Many pubs say they need guidance now so they can plan to open their doors on the day. The team has also been discussing the thorny issue of quarantine at airports for incoming people travelling from other areas. Well, the Taoiseach today effectively ruled out mandatory quarantine for legal and practical reasons. But Leo Varadkar said COVID-19 testing at airports could be a possibility.
Other countries do that, actually. Cyprus, Greece was looking at, reading up on them last night, for example. Some other countries, if people aren't coming from a green list country, in some cases there is testing. Now, people will say that testing is inferior to mandatory quarantine, but if we know that mandatory quarantine can't be done, maybe better to do something like that than nothing at all.
A teenager is in a serious condition in hospital in Belfast following an overnight crash in West Donegal. It happened at around 12:30 this morning at Maharagallan in Derrybeg. The driver was brought to Letterkenny University Hospital before being transferred to the Royal Victoria in Belfast. Another man in his late teens, a front seat passenger, was brought to Letterkenny University Hospital with less serious injuries. Garda Claire Raverty has been giving more details about the incident.
The vehicle involved is a black Volkswagen Jetta, and it is believed to have been travelling from Ardnagapri in the direction of Maharagallan when the collision occurred. There were two males on board. The passenger in the car sustained minor injuries, but the driver sustained very serious injuries. So we are appealing to anyone who was on that stretch of road around the time at 12:30 last night or this morning who may have witnessed this collision, or if anyone who was on that road may have a dash cam or any information they can provide to us. We'd like to hear from them in Milford.
Garda are also appealing for information regarding a weekend crash in South Inishowen. The single vehicle collision happened on Sunday morning at 9:15 at Tubin in Burnfoot. Garda in Buncrana say the driver left the scene on foot. Garda Claire Rafferty has more details on the car involved and again is urging anyone with information to come forward.
The car in question, a black Seat Toledo, is believed to have been travelling from the Fawn area towards Burnfoot when it lost control and hit a wall. The driver took off on foot and is believed to have headed in the direction of the border. So we're appealing to other motorists who may have been on the road at that time early in the morning and may have witnessed the collision or the driver on foot afterwards to give Gardaí in Buncrana a call. If anyone was on that stretch road and had a dash cam, or indeed maybe someone give this person a lift, not knowing, we would like to hear from them. So the number there is 074-932-0540.
The Taoiseach says the Garda file into Barry Cowan's drink driving charge is not quite as portrayed in the media. It comes as the government voted down an opposition motion to have Minister Cowan answer questions in the Dáil. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin came under further pressure in the Dáil this afternoon to answer questions on Barry Cowan's drink driving charge and the subsequent Garda record of it, with Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald raising the issue in leaders' questions.
You were aware that there was another twist in the tale, and yet it seems you haven't challenged Minister Cowan on that. Do you believe in full and frank statements to this House, or do you not, Taoiseach?
Minister Cowan strongly denies he tried to evade the Garda checkpoint when he was stopped in 2016. Micheál Martin has now seen the Garda record of the incident.
That's the only basis upon which one can comment on any record, is when one sees the record. For the last 4 years, he was unaware of any suggestion that that would be on the record.
It's understood the Taoiseach had no knowledge of any allegations of attempted evasion of the Gardaí by Barry Cowan. Minister Cowan is insistent that never happened and is seeking a correction of the Garda record.
Donegal County Council has agreed that the location for a municipal burial ground will be considered as part of the Letterkenny area plan. The Council's Water and Environment Directorate is to further examine potential sites. If a number of options arise, they'll be presented to members for consideration in terms of including such a site in the draft plan, which will then go to public consultation. Local councillor Jimmy Kavanagh is hopeful that after several previous discussions, progress can finally be made.
The fact that it's going to go into the plan is a progress on it, because it has been brought up numerous times, going back many, many years now. The need for it has grown more and more as years have went by, and also into the future too. So the fact that it's in, that they've agreed that it goes into the plan, I think gives us something concrete to work on, because what has happened in the past is it's got a bit of publicity for a while, it's been talked about for a while, and then it's slowly been allowed to fizzle out until something happens and comes up again. I was approached by people to bring this in today and to get it out there in the public again and to try and get it progressed, and hopefully we've taken steps to make that happen.
And compared with other previous times it's been brought up and the answers that they got, you feel compared to the answer you got today, this is genuine progress that we will see maybe a site identified in the near future?
I don't know that, Catherine, but it's an opportune time to bring it up now because we're in the process of working on Letterkenny's new development plan. So to me, this is the ideal time to talk about something like this, to get it in there and to get a commitment that it's something we're going to do. We can't avoid this because this is necessary and it's badly necessary now at this stage. And we're in a very, very changed Letterkenny from what it was 20 or 30 years ago. And we have to face that reality, and we need to do something about this. And I know as well that it's probably difficult to get a site and to get a site that's suitable and so on. And I know there's a job of work to be done there. But I don't think we've set about doing that job of work seriously to date. And we need to do that now.
And that was Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh. The government's plan to give additional leave to parents of babies born during the pandemic is coming under criticism. The National Women's Council says it doesn't give parents any help right now, while Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says it's disappointing. Sinn Féin is moving a motion on the issue later, with a vote to take place on Thursday. With more, here's Laura Donnelly.
Parents who had babies after November 1st, 2019 are to be given an extra 3 weeks parental leave, but the plan announced yesterday doesn't come into force until after October's budget. Orla O'Connor from the National Women's Council says parents have missed out on so much.
So the types of things that mothers have been saying to us is that really since March, their access to things like medical appointments, health checkups for themselves and their babies, you know, we're all gone, as were all of the support services, which are really important, I think, for new mothers. So all of that was gone. And that was why so many mothers got together. They signed petitions. They, you know, were outside the Dáil.
Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald says extending maternity leave would be better than parental leave.
We're bringing legislation, PMB, to the Dáil this evening, looking for this extension of 12 weeks. I think it's the sensible thing to do. I think it's the fair thing to do. It takes account of parents' nervousness also with very, very young babies and whether or not they're going to be able to get childcare.
Almost 30,000 people have signed a petition calling for a 3 month extension to maternity leave.
Families who paid a fee for school transport for 2019-2020 are to receive a refund for the unused portion following the public health measure of closing schools to prevent the spread of COVID. Bus Éireann operates the school transport scheme on behalf of the Department of Education and Skills and is managing the refund process. The amount of refund due is based on the number of standard school days missed and the original fee paid. Local councillor Paul Canning says this is positive news.
Correct, Catherine. It's good news coming from Bus Éireann, and they had said back at the start that they would be reimbursing them. So here is a situation now that they are, and it's only about fair that they are giving the people back the money that they rightly paid last year. It's a big burden on people now getting their children ready to go to school, and this is good news coming from Bus Éireann.
We're going to take a short break. Sport with Oisín is next.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with cross-channel soccer and the race for top four in the Premier League and Champions League qualification continues tonight. Chelsea can go 4 points clear of Leicester and Manchester United, who dropped 2 points last night. The Blues host already relegated Norwich at 8:15, and after defeat last weekend, manager at Chelsea Frank Lampard is confident he'll get a positive reaction from his players.
It's something we don't like and something that you deal with as it goes, but in the process that we're in and in the situation we're in, and we know we're striving to be better and we've changed a lot this year, there may be moments like that, and it's important that we bounce back from it.
Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says his club deserve an apology. Last season's Premier League champions had a two-season European ban overturned by the Court of Arbitration for Sport yesterday. Tottenham manager Jose Mourinho and Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp have been critical of the CAS decision, but Guardiola wants an end to what he's called the whispering campaign around his club.
Yesterday was a great day for the football, not a bad day for the football, because we played. They show that we play in the same rules that all the clubs, all the elite clubs in the Premier League in Europe can play. Because it would have been completely the opposite. Next season could not play in the Champions League, but we can play in the Champions League because what we have done was right. It was proper. That's why they had to accept it, go on the pitch and play against us.
Up in Scotland, the SPFL transfer window opened today after the Scottish FA were given approval by FIFA. Clubs in Scotland will have until midnight on Monday the 5th of October to sign players. The new Scottish Premiership season starts on the 1st of August. Well, as we know, Fun Harps will resume their 2020 SSE or Trusty League Premier Division campaign on Saturday of the August Bank holiday weekend away to Shamrock Rovers in Dublin. It's going to be a tough start for Ollie Horgan's men. They play four games in the space of 10 days. Here's Chris Ashmore of the Donegal Democrat.
Yes, indeed. After a long time without soccer, it was going to be a bit of a glut. Away to Shamrock Rovers, couldn't get much tougher than that to resume their league campaign. Rovers, of course, going into that match having won 5 out of 5 and setting an early pace. It'll be interesting to see just how well both teams are equipped. Maybe it's a good time to be playing them, but Rovers, of course, have had a longer time back, more training, a couple of high-profile friendlies in the pipeline as well. So it couldn't be much tougher, and Harps have a pretty poor record at Talla Stadium. After that, well, the first home game, perhaps a little bit disappointing that it's on a Tuesday rather than on the traditional Friday, but Harps haven't got the luck of a draw there. Home to Shelburne on the 4th of August. And what a busy start, because they'll just have recovered from that, and a few days later they're off to Dublin to take on St. Pat's on the 7th. And they'll be getting tired of seeing Pat's, because they also meet Pat's the following week, Monday the 10th, in the FAI Cup. And that will conjure up memories of their last game against Pat's back in 2014, when Pat's beat them in the semi-final of the Cup at Richmond Park 6-1. That was the year that Pat's went on to win the FAI Cup, ending a 53-year wait as they beat Derry City 2-0 in the final. So a busy start for Harps, and we have to wait until the 13th of September for that big Northwest Derby against Derry City. That'll have a 5 o'clock start. It's a Sunday, so there should be a lot of interest in that one. And of course, so much of the games will be on either live on television or streamed. A lot of things still to be just tinkered with and worked out. But the main thing is soccer is back, and let's not forget Sligo Rovers. Harps will be travelling to another one of their northwest neighbours before too long. Monday the 7th of September at the Showgrounds, the fixture there. And we always look at the last game of the season, ushering to see who they end up with. Who knows, will they be in a relegation scrap? The last match in the league for Harps is home to Waterford on Friday, October the 30th. It could be a crucial game.
To Gaelic Games, indoor GAA facilities, including dressing rooms and gyms, are to remain closed until further notice. The association's COVID advisory group agreed the restrictions would remain in place, with the condensed club season set to begin this weekend. Club bars that do not serve food will be allowed to open from Monday. Over the last week, clubs in Cork, Dublin and Down have all been forced to suspend activity after a club member tested positive for COVID-19. On Monday, Atacall GAC suspended all activity until the 19th of July, the first Ulster club to be forced into bringing their restart to a halt following the 3-month layoff. Well, the GAA's Fergus McGill says it doesn't make sense to open indoor club facilities. The Director of Player, Club and Games Administration says keeping indoor facilities shut lessens the risk of the COVID-19 infection. And finally, in other GAA-related news, Conor McKenna hasn't ruled out the possibility of lining out for Tyrone in 2021. McKenna's contract with AFL team the Essendon Bombers ends at the end of next season, and he's told Team Talk Mag in Tyrone that he will make a decision at the end of the year. The 24-year-old was the subject of controversy in Australia after returning a positive COVID-19 test. He subsequently returned 3 negative results and admits he's still in the dark over what happened. That's your sport for today, Donald. We'll have more tomorrow morning.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
SIPT members at Aer Lingus have rejected the company's pay and job proposals. They voted by 55% to 45% against the COVID-19 crisis recovery plan proposed by the airline. The proposals were put to a ballot of the union's 1,500 members at Dublin, Cork and Shannon airports over recent days. The company had warned of further job losses and pay cuts if the plan was rejected by the unions. It's been confirmed that a bluefin tuna tagging scheme, which operated on a pilot basis last year, will run again in 2020. There is no provision for the sporting or commercial catching of bluefin tuna in Ireland, but 22 charter angling vessels have now been licensed to participate in the special catch and release tagging programme. Of the 22 vessels, six are based in Donegal. Minister Eamon Ryan says 209 fish were tagged last year with no mortalities, and that's significantly increased understanding of the migratory patterns of bluefin tuna. Dr. William Roach is a researcher with Inland Fisheries Ireland. He's involved in the programme.
There's six vessels directly fishing out of Donegal Port. There seems to be a hot spot in Donegal Bay, and it's a focus of attention for us. But we have an expanded programme which would range obviously from Donegal right down to the south coast. So the idea of the programme is to try and glean as much as we can about the size and the migration patterns and the distributions of these magnificent fish.
Some will be wondering if this is perhaps the precursor to actually introducing either a commercial or a sporting fishery in the species of bluefin tuna. I presume at this point in time that's not what's on your mind.
No, it's a research situation at the moment. It's a data collection program. We need to know what's understanding with regard to bluefin tuna. Whatever might happen in the future is in the hands of others. But certainly the interest at this stage, bearing in mind that the stocks were in a poor state only a number of years ago. So it's only in recent times that we've seen any sort of, if you like, a recovery. And that's due to good management. I'm working with IFI, but we're working as a collective across Inland Fisheries Ireland, Marine Institute, the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority, and two departments, Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, and then Communications, Climate Action and the Environment. So it's a cooperative programme with the charter skippers and anglers to try and glean as much as we can about these fish. Then we have an understanding about maybe their status, their movement, their growth, and maybe through the tagging program that we're engaged with, we can understand where they go to, where they might be picked up by other programs, and understand their migrations better.
Donegal County Council's Chief Executive Seamus Neely is stepping down at the end of the month. It's understood he informed county councillors by email yesterday evening that he's vacating the role on July 27th after 10 years. Initially appointed Donegal County Manager in 2010, Mr. Neely subsequently extended his contract with the authority for a further 3 years in 2017. And finally, Donegal County Councillor Ian McGarvey's 90th birthday today has been marked at this afternoon's meeting of Letterkenny and Milford Municipal District. The independent councillor was first elected as a public representative in 2004 at the age of 73. Celebrations are planned for Councillor McGarvey in his hometown of Remelton later this evening. Ireland's oldest councillor says keeping active and abstaining from alcohol and smoking has enabled him to reach his latest milestone.
I can't overeat. I'm not smoking overeat. That's the first thing. I've always kept myself fit, and I have known what it was to be fit, because you imagine when I go back and think to myself, I used to go to sports and play football all day and run the mile and half mile as well in the same thing. It could do very well, and I've been boastful and could end maybe up playing in the final. So I think I looked after myself health-wise and exercise-wise and everything else. I never drank or smoked.
And looking at the weather forecast, we are looking at another cold and cloudy night with quite a bit of rain. That will be persistent at times into this evening. It will stay rather cool with mostly moderate westerly winds. Tonight, mild but cloudy with further outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Some mist and fog patches developing in lowest temperatures 11 to 12 degrees Celsius. Mostly moderate westerly winds. And tomorrow Wednesday will be mild and mostly cloudy. Again, patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle, but some good dry spells as well as the day goes on. It will be humid with some mist patches on higher ground. Slightly warmer than today, 15 to 19 degrees Celsius, again moderate to fresh westerly winds. Main stories in brief. There were no new COVID-19 related deaths in Northern Ireland reported today. The death toll there remains at 556. The Mental Health Commission has told the COVID-19 Response Committee that Ireland's mental health system is not fit for purpose. The National Youth Council of Ireland is calling for an emphasis on people under 25 as efforts continue to stimulate the economy. Donegal and Sligo have the highest percentage of people under 25 claiming the pandemic unemployment payment. A teenager remains in a serious condition in hospital in Belfast following an overnight crash in West Donegal. The single vehicle collision happened at 12:30 close to the area of Derrynconner. Maharagallan in Derrybeg, excuse me. And a municipal cemetery could be on the next Letterkenny town plan. We're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 14th of July. the death has taken place of Scott Russell, Lissanice Lore Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral service there on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock with burial afterwards in Gordley Cemetery. In accordance with current guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Ruth Galbraith, Ballylennon, St Johnson. Wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Director, convoy. The death has occurred of Madge McGoldrick, Mullahanery, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon Facebook page. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial will be strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Patsy Noon, Brookfield Terrace, Mallon. In compliance with government regulations, funeral mass is for close friends and family only, please. Requiem mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Lag, Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. And the death has taken place of May Canning, Castle Quarter, Fawn. In accordance with current HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral will be private, please. Requiem Mass will be streamed on churchservices.tv/Cockhill tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.